Tuesday afternoon, time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
How's it going today?
Good.
Are you ready for Christmas?
I am. I'm bonus decorating, Paul.
Bonus decorating.
Yeah, that's what I call bonus decorating and bonus baking. That means for some reason, I'm just kind of like the Energizer Bunny or something this year.
That's good.
Yeah.
A lot to get excited about, that's for sure. So.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm super excited for the new year and the new library and all those wonderful things. I suppose that's what got me motivated.
Yeah. Hey, I was in the library this past week, and the Festival of Trees in there, that's amazing. Just beautiful in the Civic Center there.
I agree. I go into work every day, and it's just so sparkling and gorgeous, and I'm just thankful for all the different groups that decorated trees this year. So still no winners have been announced yet. So as soon as that is decided, I'll post it on our Facebook page. So stay tuned, I guess we'll say.
All right, Cindy. Well, tell us what's happening at the Appleton Public Library.
Well, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be closed because of Christmas. So we'll be closed on Saturday, Christmas Eve, as well as Monday, the 26th, in observance of Christmas Day. So keep in mind, those 2 days we will not be open, but we will reopen on the 27th, so on Tuesday. And that is actually the day we'll get delivery, because normally we get delivery of materials on Mondays and Thursdays, but this next week it will be Tuesday and Thursday. So if you've ordered anything, that's probably when we're going to be calling you to let you know those things. This week on Wednesday, Steve Sarud will be here for any computer help and tech and things like that from 4 to 6 p.m., and then also, we are going to be doing a take and make for kids. And it's an ornament painting. It's an ornament, basically. We've got a couple of different choices, an ornament that you can paint or an ornament that you will decorate with some various things that we've got anyway. And that will be take and makes, and they will be available this Wednesday anyway, anytime that you have to stop and pick that up. And then we do have book club next week. We're going to meet on Tuesday at 5 o'clock. And then Lego club will be next week as well. So keep those things in mind. And then, of course, then we'll have the New Year holiday, and we will be closed on Monday. I think it's the 2nd, isn't it? Because New Year's Day is on a Sunday. So all these little closures with these holidays, but you know, it's important for us to spend time with our families, too. So hopefully our public understands that.
Right. Yep. Well, Christmas and New Year's happen to land on a Sunday this year. So
I know. It's so bizarre, isn't it, in some ways, you know, because that's just how it goes, you know. We just roll with it.
There you go. Well, I know you've been very active this past month, actually since November, with the holiday season, with a lot of activities going on at the Appleton Library. It's been fun to watch on your Facebook posts, and do a good job with that, Cindy.
Well, thank you. That first week of December, I think I was living at the library. I was there 6 days. Anyway, but we just had so many fun things going on for adults, for kids. I mean, we had that bus trip to the Sound of Music in Alexandria.
How'd that go?
It was wonderful. I guess it's a sold-out show. Anyway, it was just fabulous. It was a wonderful opportunity. I got to take 56 people from Swift County to it. So
nice.
That was just awesome. And the theater put cones out so our bus could park right there in the front so people could get off and on just with ease. I mean, it was just a fabulous experience. And Rusted's bus service was just awesome for us, too. So we were very lucky in everything with that. Then we had, like, rag rug trees we were making. I mean, we had Saturday with Santa. We had, like, over 50 people plus that were at that event. So that was wonderful as well. So lots of really fun things we've done this month. And, you know, we've got lots of fun things planned for next year, too. I think I've got things planned all the way through May.
Well, that's good. Keeps you busy.
Yeah.
All right. Are we going to do what are people talking about today? Or what are, not talking about, what are people reading today,
yeah,
Cindy?
We can talk about a few things that people are reading. There's a few new books to talk about. Let's see here. A World of Curiosities by Louise Penny. We have quite a few Louise Penny readers. And so it's the 18th book in the Chief Inspector series when an attic room that was sealed off 160 years ago is opened and an old enemy returns. Sounds kind of thrilling, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then Stella Maris by Cormac McCarthy is the companion volume to McCarthy's recent novel, The Passenger. So if you have read that, you're going to want to pick this one up, too. Tom Clancy, Red Winter by Mark Cameron is the 22nd book in the Jack Ryan series. So that's new this week, too, in fiction. And then, let's see, in nonfiction, give me a minute here. We have got, Michelle Obama's book, The Light We Carry. So that has super been popular. I have been seeing a lot of copies of that fly around in our library. So we've been ordering a lot of copies of that for a variety of people. So that's kind of exciting. And let's see, what else? A Book of Days by Patti Smith. It's more than 365 images and reflections by the National Book Award-winning author and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. So, yeah, there's just a little bit of something for everyone because, you know, we still have a lot of people picking up books to read. So,
good.
You know, you got to do something to help you fall asleep, right?
That's right.
Anyway, so if you are looking for a book and want a book recommendation, we're all pretty much readers at the library and love to recommend different books for people. So stop on in.
Okay, and where can they stop in? Where are you located and when are you open, Cindy?
We are still located at the Appleton Civic Center, and our hours are Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. And you can get a hold of us by calling us at 320-289-1681, or, of course, friend us on Facebook or check our website out for all the different latest happenings and things going on at the Appleton Public Library.
All right. Thanks, Cindy. You have a great holiday, a great Christmas, and we'll talk to you next time then.
Sounds fabulous. The same to all of you. Happy holidays.
That's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library.